Top of the world to you. Thank you, Carpenters, on KQV. Oh, at 6:03, the reason I'm going, is we had a going-away party last night for the boss. Bob Harper, our program director, who is leaving KQV and going to Buffalo, New York. Why, I'll never know, but he is. And so Uncle Bob DiCarlo had a lot of medicine, wishing him Godspeed. And, of course, later on this morning, 7:30, we're going to pick the winner of the KQV Fantasy Contest out of those who have qualified. And the big boss is going to be down. Yep. Jerry, you're lucky you have your tie on. You know what I mean? No t-shirts today in the engineering department. So that should be a rather exciting moment. And we're going to have a fantasy girl down here, and if she's nice, we'll all nibble on her for breakfast. Well, look, it's going to be a nice day considering sunny and a high temperature 49 degrees, the brand new forecast says. Last night in the National Basketball Association, Oakland 119, Portland 89, Phoenix 119, Kansas City, Omaha 99. Nine might be a good number to play. The National Hockey League, Philadelphia and New York, a 2-2 tie. Atlanta 4, Detroit 3, Buffalo 2, Los Angeles 1. The Pittsburgh Steelers said yesterday quarterback Terry Bradshaw will be activated for Monday night's game with Miami, but he will not start. Joe Gilliam will be starting Monday night. Let's see, Pat Livingston said 17-7 Miami. Nick the Greek is picking Miami by 7. The Duquesne Dukes open their basketball season tonight at the arena against Wheeling College. I have a pretty good guard named Norman Nixon. I understand that he plays the guard on the right side of the basketball court.
You know me.
Come to my Sunoco station, because I can be very friendly.
Hey, by the way, it's 35 degrees. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Music and more. KQV.
Richie Valens and Donna on KQV at 6:09. Good morning. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock, Friday. Thank goodness it is Friday. Remember to fill up your gas tank today or tomorrow before 9 p.m. Don't go on any long journeys. Our Pittsburgh weather for today, sunny, windy, mild, high temperature 49. You know, I thought it was going to get cold for a few days. It hasn't gotten severe at all. It is now 35 degrees and mostly clear.
Your AMC dealer wants to make it easy for you to meet the 74.
Night Road.
Feel better?
It's 10 minutes past 6, and here's Cat Stevens, 6:10. All aboard the peace train with Cat Stevens at 14 minutes past 6. It's 6:14 on KQV. A lot of people are going to be riding trains for weekend trips now, and I guess it was about the 2-3 months ago, I made the comment that not many Americans had ever been on a train because automobiles, you know, had replaced it as a means of transportation. But now with our energy situation, you'll get a chance to ride on a train, and I think you'll find it a great experience. I used to have a lot of fun when I was a kid riding the train between Scranton and New York. That seems like eons and eons ago. 14 past 6. Let's get out of bed, will you? It's Friday already. November the 30th. 30 days past September, April, June, and November. Last day of the month.
Xerox is simply stating over the place. So, put on a happy face. Xerox.
Well, in addition to the Letterman in town at the Holiday House tonight, get a load of everything that's going on. I could read things for about an hour, but let me give you the highlights of our Friday night in the Steel City. The National, Jose Greco troupe is going to be out at Sewickley Academy. Spanish dancing with the castanets and stuff. The Pittsburgh Symphony tonight at Heinz Hall. The Savoyards will be performing Impatience. It's the name of the production at the Ellis School Theater tonight. Pittman's Glee Club along with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony tonight out at the Carnegie Music Hall. The musical 1776 on stage at the Plaza Theater in Bloomfield. George Kirby's down at the Twin Coaches tomorrow night, Mount Lebanon High School Auditorium. Pete Fountain and his jazz band at 8:30. So it's a pretty exciting couple of days in the city. I hope you all have a good time trying to get there. 16 past 6 now, and here's our KQV weather. 35 degrees, skies partly cloudy, mostly sunny, windy, and mild today with a high of 49. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low 28. Partly sunny, cold tomorrow, high 45. 0% chance of rain. And the air pollution index is satisfactory. And the weather we have today, if temperatures hold true, will be just about normal. Again, in the Golden Triangle, 35 degrees. That's normal temperature-wise. Here was DiCarlo in the morning. And Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. Their version of the Lennon-McCartney song, Fool on the Hill, on KQV.
QV on your Christmas card list. Would
Happy Christmas from KQV.
A little bit of excitement, and it could be a fantastic Christmas here at KQV. You bet. 21 past 6, sunny, windy, and mild. A high of 49 today. 35 degrees now, here in Chicago.
You are my love. Yeah.
You and me, Chicago, on KQV. Today's the day we pick the fantasy winner. $25,000, up to, maybe. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but about 7:30 or so, so don't go away. 6:25, good morning.
The more, the merrier.
Shopping Center, Coriopolis. See the white pages. Yes, the white pages of your phone book for the office nearest to you. Open Saturdays 9 till noon until Christmas. Christmas. That's how you say it, isn't it, Tom?
I hope so, Bob. Good morning at 6:25. This is Tom Martin on KQV. And one possible basis for the current fuel shortage has been offered. It came last night from CBS News. Ackerman Walter Cronkite pointed out that the problem could be twofold. One, the petroleum industry is set up in a system called vertical integration, meaning that one company can own the oil from oil well to pipeline to refinery to gas pump. There is government investigation underway to see if the system constitutes a monopoly of sorts. And point two was that in 1972, the government informed and warned the oil industry that it would have to operate its refineries at 92% capacity to beat a shortage. Even so, Cronkite said the industry reduced its operations to 88%, then finally cut back to 87% capacity. So far, the reason for that cutback is yet to be explained. Now, this is not to suggest that the reason for the energy crisis has been found by any means or that there's a way out, but it does leave open some unanswered questions that could be interesting. The American Hospital Association has been checking with the nation's hospitals to keep tabs on their heating oil supplies. In Chicago, spokesman Edward Stuckey told us about one example of serious shortages.
We've heard from hospitals all around the country who are having some problems. Some of them are particularly bad. There's one hospital in Illinois who usually has a month to month and a half supply on hand, and they were running as low as 3 or 4 hour supplies, and they're in trouble.
Here in Pittsburgh, McGee Women's Hospital is still searching for more heating oil, with the weekend now a day away, and therefore the deadline for switching to oil heating as the hospital's contract with Equitable Gas stipulates. McGee Women's has only a 10-day supply of heating oil on hand. President Nixon meets with his energy advisors today, and White House News Secretary Ron Ziegler says gasoline rationing is still on a back burner, but could come forward soon as the only way to alleviate the shortage situation. But it's a contingency plan, and Ziegler says the president hopes it won't have to be used. The Pennsylvania Gasoline Station Owners Association says most of its members will close their pumps this weekend, but then again, others might stay open through Sunday night, seeing the opportunity to pick up some business. Another bite from the energy crunch was announced yesterday by General Motors. GM says it plans to lay off 400 of its 1,800 workers at the Fisher Body plant in West Mifflin. A GM spokesman said the layoffs were necessary because auto sales are down because of the gasoline shortage. City Council has appointed a law professor to examine the financial policies of the City Housing Authority. Tom Cooley, a professor at Pitt, says he'll try to find out if there is any seriousness to recent disclosures of questionable financial practices by the Housing Authority. Faculty members at Point Park College want to know if the college will survive through its financial problems. Nathan Firestone, an assistant professor at the college, said in a meeting of faculty and staff yesterday that he'd rather see the college close than die 1 month at a time. The professor was referring to the college decision to lay off half of its clerical staff just after Christmas. Governor Schaaf has asked House lawmakers to stay at work up to the Christmas recess. Schaaf has criticized the State House for not passing enough legislation. Schaaf says the lawmakers need to work on no-fault insurance, election reform, and on an ethics code for state officials. More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo after the KQV weather. Mostly sunny, windy, and mild today with a high of 49. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low 28. Partly sunny, cold tomorrow with a high of 45. Chance of rain, 0% through tomorrow. Air pollution index is 31. That's satisfactory. At the airport, skies are partly cloudy. It's 33. In the triangle, it's 35. At 6:30, this is Tom Martin, KQV Radio News.
Do the Yellow Pages create business?
Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely on KQV. Gee, that's a good song. 6:33, 27 minutes to 7 o'clock. It's 35 degrees, a mild day with a high temperature near 50. That's not bad at all. I have a memo here that was delivered to me. It says, precisely 7:30 a.m. today, Friday, last day of November, Bob DiCarlo will announce what's about to happen, including a very brief synopsis of the entire fantasy promotion. I will then introduce John Gibbs, our KQV station manager, and then he will in turn introduce Mr. Al Ursum, who is the assistant vice president of Pittsburgh National Bank. We have a hopper filled with ping pong balls numbered according to the people who have qualified. KQV Genie will pick out the ping pong ball. And it's just going to be a great ceremony as we announce today the winner of the $25,000 fantasy contest. I don't know. Maybe they didn't take $25,000, but it all depends on what the fantasy was. And then we're going to see if we can get a hold of the winner. And it should be a pretty exciting moment. We're going to do it about 7:30, an hour from now. Okay, hope you can stick around for it. In sports, last night in the NBA, Oakland 119, Portland 89, Phoenix 119, Kansas City, Omaha 99. In the National Hockey League, Philadelphia 2, the New York Rangers 2, Atlanta 4, Detroit 3, Buffalo 2, Los Angeles 1. The Duquesne Dukes open their basketball season tonight at the Civic Arena against Wheeling College. Good luck to you, Dukes. Penn State running back John Cappelletti has been unanimously named the Eastern College Athletic Conference's University Division Player of the Year. The Steelers said yesterday quarterback Terry Bradshaw will be activated for Monday night's game with Miami, but will not start. That job goes to third-string quarterback Joe Gilliam, Jefferson Street. Joe, gonna strap it on him.
If you've ever wondered what makes you tick, International, now playing at a theater near you, rated G.
It's 24 before 7. Here's Dawn.
We were very happy.
Sweet Gypsy Rose with Dawn on KQV. It's 6:39, 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Bob DiCarlo. Our Pittsburgh weather for today says sunny, windy, and mild. High temperature 49. 35 degrees right now. Not bad.
Now breakfast is a snap at McDonald's.
We got juices galore.
You got a cold tonight? Put NyQuil to work. Use only as directed.
Another exciting day with Alice and Paul. Thank you very much, kids. Hey, it's 19 minutes till 7.
Music and more. Thank you, B.
As I write this letter, P.S. I love you, the Beatles, at 6:40. Well, I'm going to make it 6:44 now. 16 minutes till 7 o'clock, 7:30 this morning. We picked the grand prize winner in KQB's fantasy contest. Somebody's going to get a chance to live their fantasy. It's going to be exciting.
Xerox is simply stating, so put on a happy face. Xerox.
It's 6:45. Tom Martin was a couple of minutes late this morning. Were you comet gazing, by any chance?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, you were stargazing, some other kind.
Snoring in the haystacks out in Moon Township.
Yeah, well, I guess...
You know, it's kind of cloudy outside, Bob, but if we were to go outside right now, I only wish we had time to.
I'm going
to
go outside.
Okay.
Can you tell me what happened?
Well, you look up in the southeastern sky while you're out there, and about where the sun will rise, and you might be able to see Comet Kohoutek. Now, it's kind of cloudy, so it might be a problem. But here to help you is Paul Ohls, director of Buell Planetarium.
Look toward the southeast. That's the direction the sun rises. You'll see a very bright star in the southeast, the star Spica. Look directly below that star. And just below that star, if you look carefully, and if the night is clear enough, and if you have a good horizon, you should be able to catch a glimpse of a Kohoutek as it first comes into view. By middle December, you'll have no trouble at all seeing Kohoutek, because the tail at that time should be, six, seven times the diameter of the full moon.
That's going to be spectacular. And Ohls told me he spotted Kohoutek on Thanksgiving morning and says that tail's been growing longer every day.
Steel City weather.
Tom, I can't see anything because the Civic Arena's in the way. Well, anyway, our KQV weather calls for 35 degrees and it's partly clear. Mostly sunny, windy, mild, with a high of 49 today. Mostly clear, cold tonight, low 28. Partly sunny and cold tomorrow, high temperature 45. Zero chance of rain. The air pollution index is satisfactory. What more could you ask for? It's Friday, the last day of November. I mean, everything's going right today. Hope so for you anyway. Again in the Golden Triangle, 35 degrees. Here with Bob DiCarlo in the morning and Marie Osmond on KQV. 13 before 7. I'm going to fill your Friday morning with a whole bunch of music. It's 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. R.B. Greaves.
Last night, Maria, I trusted to my wife.
Story about a guy who was sending a letter to his wife and to his lawyer, and in the meanwhile, would you mind going out with me, my secretary dear? It's pretty good, isn't it? R.B. Greaves on KQV. At 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. On KQV, your family's Christmas can last for 14 days. Pittsburgh 15219 with your name, address, and phone number. The KQV Radio 14 Days of Christmas. It's our way of wishing your family a very happy holiday season.
KQV.
Mostly sunny, windy, mild, high 49 degrees today. 35 right now. And at 7:30, we pick a fantasy winner.
When I was a little boy.
Paul Simon, Love Me Like a Rock on KQV, TGIF, last day of November. And at 6:55 on KQV.
Nation, people, world, medicine, education,
mild. Simon makes everything more interesting, including you.
Good morning at 6:55. This is Tom Martin on KQV. The energy crisis is beginning to hit home more and more day by day. General Motors has announced plans to lay off 400 workers at its Fisher Body plant in West Mifflin for the week of December 10th. A slowdown in car sales gets the blame. We have an unconfirmed report that Allegheny Airlines, based here in Pittsburgh, is planning to lay off pilots and other employees. The report comes from several Allegheny employees who say they've gotten the word. President Nixon meets with his energy advisors today, and this could be the meeting which will decide whether or not the country will go on gasoline rationing. In Washington, Interior Secretary Rogers Morton says there's no way around it.
I was hoping that by saying that it was inevitable, people would say, oh, no, it's not. We're going to save enough fuel, and they would fight me on that and make it not inevitable. But I think still it's an open question.
Here in Pittsburgh, an indication that the gasoline shortage is prompting more people to use mass transit. Port Authority Transit had a record month this month in the sale of monthly bus permits. Spokesman Mike Scanlon told KQV.
Last year, we only sold, for the first 11 months, 23,000 permits. And this year, with the cost reductions in effect, we have sold over 125,000. So it's very encouraging that people are responding to this economy and they're making the commitment to ride transit.
Now, yesterday, Bob DiCarlo mentioned an Ohio congressman, William Mitchell, had introduced a bill in Congress which would give transit users a tax refund. We called Mitchell and asked him how the Internal Revenue Service would avoid fraud.
Many people buy their commuter tickets on a weekly or monthly basis. All they have to do is keep the stub. And if they just did it, bought a daily ticket, they could have some arrangement to give a receipt for the fare. And then at the end of the taxable year, make your deduction for whatever travel you've used, and if the Internal Revenue Service wants to see the receipts, All you have to do is show them to them.
Mitchell says he's getting plenty of positive reaction on Capitol Hill. The nation's electric utilities now have 2 weeks to decide on the feasibility of a 10% power reduction to conserve energy. The Federal Power Commission is asking customers to help by cutting back on the use of superfluous appliances, but the commission says without help, the utilities themselves could save 2 billion kilowatt hours in 1 week's time. Pennsylvania has taken on the federal government and in no uncertain terms. The state has filed a $1 billion suit against the Department of Housing and Urban Development, claiming HUD failed to let victims of last year's flooding know about federal insurance, which was available. In Harrisburg, State Insurance Commissioner Herbert Denenberg says the impact of the suit on the federal government will be threefold.
First, it's going to force the government to start to enforce the law and to advertise the coverage properly now. Secondly, we hope to recover the $1 billion and pay it to the people of Pennsylvania who suffered these uninsured losses. And finally, we want to show the federal government that it's going to have to start looking at the law and enforcing it properly and correctly, not only for past problems, but in the future.
Insurance Commissioner Herbert Denenberg. The National Institute of Health in Washington has announced a breakthrough in fighting hepatitis. Government researchers say they photographed for the first time ever the virus that causes infectious hepatitis, and they say the visual identification will help in isolating the virus. That could make it possible to create a vaccine against hepatitis. More of DiCarlo in the morning following Pittsburgh weather. Mostly sunny, windy and mild today with a high of 49. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low 28. Partly sunny, cold tomorrow with a high of 45. Chance of rain, 0% through tomorrow. At the airport, skies are partly cloudy. It's 34. In the triangle, it's 36. At 7 a.m., this is Tom Martin, KQV Radio News.
We call her Mean Mary Jean.
As Buddy Knox. And the Rhythm Orchids and Party Doll on KQV at 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock. If you got a chance for a little story about music, the Rhythm Orchids consisted of Jimmy Bowen and a couple other guys. Jimmy Bowen was a song at I'm Thinking of You, remember that? And Jimmy Bowen now does all the Frank Sinatra production on a lot of his records. But Jimmy Bowen used to be with the Rhythm Orchids, and when they went on tour, Jimmy Bowen was the Rhythm Orchids, and then you'd turn around and Buddy Knox would back up Jimmy Bowen. It used to be a lot of fun back in the old days. Let me give you the weather quickly. Mostly sunny, windy, and mild, high 49 today. It's 36 degrees right now. In sports, last night in the NBA, Oakland 119, Portland 89, Phoenix 119, Kansas City, Omaha 99. In the National Hockey League, Philadelphia and the New York Rangers played to a 2-2 tie. Atlanta 4, Detroit 3, Buffalo 2, Los Angeles 1. The Duquesne Dukes open their basketball season tonight at the Civic Arena against Wheeling College. Penn State running back John Cappelletti, unanimously named the Eastern College Athletic Conference's University Division Player of the Year. The Pittsburgh Steelers said yesterday quarterback Terry Bradshaw will be activated for Monday night's game with Miami. He won't start. Jefferson Street Joe is going to be starting. Frank Sinatra's Let Me Try Again on KQV. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hey, good morning, Friday. Not a bad day weather-wise. Sunny, windy, mild, high temperature 49. It's 36 degrees right now. Mostly clear. I have sunrise about 22 past 7 this morning, and at 7:30, we're going to give somebody a chance to live their $25,000 fantasy. In fact, the cast of characters is starting to assemble now. In fact, there haven't been this many people around my studio since the day Howard Cosell was here.
The Xerox is simply stating, put on a happy face. Xerox.
Thank you. Okay, just making sure you're there. It's 11 past 7 on KQV. Up and at him now. Another Campbell's Christmas idea.
KQV.
It's 12 minutes past 7. 7:12. These are the four tops here with DiCarlo in the morning. How you doing? Great chat. I'll be there with the four tops on KQV. Hey, it's quarter after 7 already. Isn't that a loud horn? 7:15. We have our our staff and crew sitting around, and they have never heard the horn in person. It's very loud, isn't it? And the boss is going to be here. We have the KQV Genie, who will be here at 7:30. We have just about the entire staff from the upstairs portion of KQV here to make sure everything goes smoothly. Don't worry, I'll do a good job. As today is the day we pick the winner of the KQV Fantasy Contest. Somebody's going to be living their fantasy up to $25,000. We're going to do it in about 15 minutes.
Nation, people, world, medicine, education, milestone.
Any this week. Because time makes everything more interesting, including you.
Well, we made it through another week, and the weekend is upon us. I'll give you some things to do tonight in the Steel City. Letterman, of course, there in the background. They'll be out at the Holiday House through the weekend. Just fantastic a person. Hope you get a chance to see him. Tonight, Jose Greco and his Spanish dancing out at the Sewickley Academy. The Pittsburgh Symphony tonight at Heinz Hall. The Savoyards will be starring in the production Patience at the Ellis School Theater tonight. On stage in Bloomfield at the Plaza Theater, the musical 1776. George Kirby is at the Twin Coaches. Tonight it's Duquesne University basketball against Wheeling College up at the Civic Arena. Good luck to the Duquesne Dukes. And tomorrow night out at Mount Lebanon High School Auditorium, the fabulous Pete Fountain, his clarinet and his orchestra. And that'll be about 8:30 tomorrow night. Now, our KQV weather. What a day. Friday says 36 degrees. It's partly cloudy now. Mostly sunny, windy, and mild today with a high temperature 49. Mostly clear and cold tonight, a low 28. Partly sunny and cold tomorrow with a high 45. A zero chance of rain through tomorrow. Our air pollution index, 31. That's satisfactory. My mouth is starting to get dry. I'm getting a little, I'm just getting a little excited about this fantasy giveaway in just a couple of minutes. Again in the Golden Triangle, it's 36 degrees. Here with DiCarlo in the morning and Neil Young. Here's Heart of Gold on KQV. It's 18 past 7. Good morning.
We at KQV have made up our
Christmas from KQV.
All preparations are well underway. Here we are talking about our Christmas contest. Of course, just a matter of minutes from now, we'll be wrapping up our fantasy contest. It's going to be an exciting moment. Hope you can stand by. Someone's going to get a chance to win their fantasy. 22 past 7, 36 degrees, a great Friday.
I beg your pardon. There got to be a
Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden on KQV. Good morning. It's 7:25.
This is Ferd Gafoyitz and the radio roundup of Sportball.
My me.
Good morning at 7:25. This is Tom Martin on KQV. Could the fuel shortage have been averted? Seems like a moot question at this point, but it had to surface again. Times are becoming too tight to avoid it. The question was put to Thornton Bradshaw, president of the Atlantic Richfield Oil Company, last night.
If this is a conspiracy, it's the worst-run conspiracy I've ever seen.
Very profitable.
And if it is a conspiracy, then it is would have to be a group of willful men who have deliberately created what may very well be not only a catastrophe in the United States, but a worldwide catastrophe. Yeah. And if you think I'm one of those willful men, I resent it very much.
Bradshaw was on ABC's Dick Cavett show last night. Also last night, CBS News anchorman Walter Cronkite reported that in 1972, the government warned the oil industry that to avoid a serious heating oil shortage last winter, it would have to operate its refineries at 92% capacity. Now, according to Cronkite, the nation's major oil companies then cut back their production to 88% and finally 87% capacity after being informed of the consequences. To date, Cronkite says the industry has not offered an explanation for that sudden cutback. It was also reported that some 11 million barrels of heating oil was in storage on the East Coast during that severe shortage in the Midwest during the dead of winter last year. The Pentagon says it's still shipping oil to American allies in the Southeast Asia area in accordance with military assistance programs. The State Department says the Arab oil embargo is costing the U.S. as much as 3 million barrels of oil a day. The Federal Power Commission says the country's electric utilities have until next week to make a decision on power reductions. In Washington, FPC Commissioner Jack Nasikas says
that reduction could be as high as 25%. I certainly trust that it will reach that magnitude, because when you reach an order of magnitude of reducing that amount of power, where you regrettably will end up with some kind of a sequential brownout or even the unthinkable, a series of blackouts.
President Nixon meets with his energy advisors today, and Senate Democratic leader Mike Mansfield is urging the White House to begin gasoline rationing right away. General Motors will lay off 22% of its workforce at the West Mifflin Fisher Body Plant December 10th. That's 400 workers. The gasoline shortage gets the blame. Rick Tenby, the president of the Chrysler Corporation, tells KQV News about more cutbacks.
The Jefferson Assembly Plant in Detroit and the Belvidere, Illinois Assembly Plant, both of which produce full-size cars, will remain closed for 3 working days at the end of the Christmas holiday period to balance inventory.
The Pennsylvania Service Station Dealers Association says most of its membership plans to shut down the pumps this weekend, but a few have said they'll stay open to take advantage of the fact that others are closed. The nation's hospitals could be in trouble. In Chicago, KQV News talked with Ed Stuckey of the American Hospital Association.
We've heard from hospitals all around the country who are having some problems. Some of them are particularly bad. There's one hospital in Illinois who usually has a month to month and a half supply on hand, and they're running as low as, they were running as low as 3 or 4 hour supplies, and they're in trouble.
More of Pittsburgh in the Morning with Bob DiCarlo after the KQV weather. Mostly sunny, windy, and mild today with a high of 49. Mostly clear, cold tonight, low 28. It'll be partly sunny and cold tomorrow with a high of 45. The chance of rain is 0% through tomorrow. At the airport, skies are partly cloudy. It's 34. In the Triangle, it's 36. At 7:30, this is Tom Martin, KQV Radio News.
Get some double mint and chew it. KQV.
One Christmas for my mom and dad.
This is the Grand Canyon.
Car payment and mortgage and all of our other bills paid off.
Move to Hawaii.
You owned at least 50 shares of IBM stock.
A dream kitchen.
Master's degree in environmental design.
I'd like to have my nose fixed.
Diaper service for 3 years.
Buy a backhoe, trailer, and truck.
Small, inexpensive home. Support a child in Asia.
Alaska is where I would like to spend a vacation.
I have to have a good set of teeth.
First editions of American authors.
The world is full of things to see, dreams to have, and fantasy.
We have received nearly 7,500 entries. We have 180 qualifiers. We've been talking about this day for almost 2 months. And it has finally arrived, and we have a cast of thousands to help us out today in the official drawing of the KQV Fantasy winner. With us this morning here with me in our studio is Mr. John Gibbs, who is the Vice President General Manager of KQV. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Hello, early.
Oh, I better turn on your microphone. Let's try this.
I say good morning, Bob. Hello,
okay.
Early.
Fine, and yes, it is early, John. I always see you go by about 8:30 in the morning, and bright and alert and excited. It's going to be a terrific moment. And why don't you introduce who is with you?
We have a gentleman with us from the Pittsburgh National Bank, the Assistant Vice President, Mr. Al Erson. Morning, Al.
Good morning, John.
We also have our charming genie, Miss Robbie Ray, who will, in a couple of minutes here, be picking a ping pong ball from a huge fishbowl, which we have right here on the console. So I think at this point, Al, I'll turn it over to you, and would you carry on from here?
Certainly, John.
Yeah, reach in. We're going to... All of... Loud enough. All right, all of the qualifiers have a ping pong ball. The 180 qualifiers each has a ping pong ball, a corresponding number and fantasy. We're going to draw out a ping pong ball. Like we're playing bingo here at St. Margaret's over in McKee's Rocks. Now, what we're going to do is draw a ping pong ball. We have a ping pong ball. And now the exciting moment we have all waited for.
Bob, the number is 87.
87. All right. I have to reach in. We have all the envelopes here, individually numbered fantasies. I get number 87.
43, 73, 98, 88, 87.
And we're going to read the winning fantasy. See whose fantasy. Oh, that's an exciting moment. Somebody's going to get their fantasy up to $25,000 worth.
Bob, I've just opened a sealed envelope with the number 87.
Now we're going to see.
And I'm presenting to you now the contents.
Yeah, a little official paper rustle. All right, here it is. I have only one wish. I'd love to go home for Christmas. I haven't been there since I left Germany 6 years ago. It would be wonderful to hug my mother again. My husband has never met his German in-laws, and I have never seen my sister's little daughter. This is all just, I guess, a wonderful fantasia. I'm not going to tell you who it is. We're going to see if we can get him at home on the phone. All right? Dialing. Can we turn this on directly? Oh, it's up to you. Okay. I just have to make sure with engineering here. I'm as nervous as anybody. Now we're calling a number that begins with the digits 628. Toaster. For qualifying. Got toaster already. It's like six rings. I don't think we're going to have any luck. Nobody home. That exciting moment. We can't even share it. So what I will do is announce the name. Why don't we have Mr. Gibbs or Mr. Ursum announce the winning name, huh? Let's play an accompanying. Yes.
Bob, the winner is Monica Welsh, 11D, Greenwood Heights, Connellsville, Pennsylvania.
And if anybody knows Monica Welsh, I would think that it's Monica. She lives out in Greenwood Heights in Connellsville. Why don't you get a hold of her, no matter where she might happen to be, and have her call KQV. Let's see if we can talk to her this morning.
I hope she hasn't gone to Germany.
Yeah, right. She's long distance. We'll pay for the call. But, maybe we can just stick around for a couple of minutes, see if we can get her on the telephone. Monica Welsh of Connellsville. Well, we'll wait for her call. Come get to this on KQV at 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock, here with Bob DiCarlo in the morning, Mr. Al Ursum from Pittsburgh National Bank, Robbie Ray, our lovely KQV genie, and Mr. John Gibbs. We all picked the winner of the KQV Fantasy Contest, trying to get him home, and they're not home. Come on. Anybody know where Monica Welsh is? There is Welsh, W-E-L-S-H, of Connellsville. This is over in Greenwood Heights. You have just won your fantasy. And we'd love to hear from you this morning. So give us a call here on the Good Morning line at 333-9190. Or maybe if someone knows where Monica is, you can call me on the Good Morning line and we'll find out and we'll wait for her. I've been so nervous for the past 3 days, goodness sake, I'm not home. Just for that, I'm going to play two commercials.
I don't think...
Saturdays till 6.
Music and
come on, we got the all points bulletin out for Monica Welsh of Connellsville. Have her call us right now.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster.
Buddy Holly's Every Day on KQV. It's 16 minutes till 8 o'clock here with DiCarlo in the morning. With one of the most exciting moments I bet you've heard in radio in a long time, we're still trying to get in touch with our KQV fantasy winner from down in Connellsville. Maybe she's taking her husband to work. Maybe she's at work. Maybe she's in Germany. I don't know. But anybody know Monica Welsh or Monica Welsh of Connellsville? Have her call us here on the Good Morning line at 333-9190. We're just itching to tell her. But you'll be the first to tell her and we won't.
She's dreaming of a diamond Christmas.
Remember yesterday we mentioned about this guy from Ohio who was introducing legislation in Washington to find out if people who ride the transit could have a tax deduction. Well, Tom Martin out in the News Bureau got a hold of him. Tom, what did he say?
Well, Bob, he's Republican Congressman William Menchel of Cleveland, Ohio, and he introduced the bill on Wednesday. It would give transit riders a tax refund. And the big question that you raised, I remember, is how would the Internal Revenue Service get around the inevitable fraud by claiming to ride transit when you're really not? You're driving your car. And we put that question to Menchel. It's very simple.
Many people buy their commuter tickets on a weekly or monthly basis. All they have to do is keep the stub. And if they just did it, bought a daily ticket, they could have some arrangement to give a receipt for the fare. And then at the end of the taxable year, make your deduction for whatever travel you've used. And if the Internal Revenue Service wants to see the receipts,
All you have to do is show them to him.
Of course, Bob, Congressman Menchel is going to be optimistic about his own bill, but he did tell me that there's a lot of positive reaction to it on Capitol Hill, and we might just see it pass.
Steel City weather.
Hey, that's right, and of course, Pat now has that deal where you can get a year's pass for $100 or so. And why don't you write a check out for $100? That'd be tax deductible. Pretty interesting idea. Thanks, Tom. Our KQV weather, 36 degrees. It's partly cloudy. We'll have a mostly sunny, windy, mild day today with a high temperature 49. Mostly clear and cold tonight, a low of 28. Partly sunny, cold tomorrow, high 45. It's not too bad. Chance of rain is 0% through tomorrow. Our air pollution index satisfactory at 31. Again in the Golden Triangle, 36 degrees. Here with DiCarlo in the morning and Nilsson on KQV as we look for Monica Welsh of Connellsville, waiting for her call.
Everybody's talking at me.
Nilsson and everybody's talking here on KQV with DiCarlo in the morning at 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. First day of Christmas, you could win one name, address, and phone number. Do it today. Day number one of the KQV Radio 14 Days of Christmas will be Wednesday, December the 12th.
KQV.
Degrees in the Steel City, mostly sunny, windy, mild today, and a zero chance of rain. Leave the umbrella home and enjoy a super Friday. Here's Barbara.
Baby, I'm yours.
Good morning, this is Tom Martin on KQV. The fuel shortage has paid a visit to West Mifflin, where 400 workers at the General Motors Fisher Body Plant have been told they'll be laid off for the week of December 10th, just a couple of weeks before Christmas, due to a slump in car sales. And here in Pittsburgh, a strong indicator that mass transit is catching on as a way to beat the gasoline problem. At Port Authority Transit, Mike Scanlon tells KQV News.
Since reducing the price of the monthly permits 25% from a previous cost of $13.25 to $10, our sales have been growing at very unprecedented rates. And we sold in November 16,000 permits as compared to 2,500 in November of last year.
Scanlon says the bus permit sales this month were seven times higher than October. Pitt Law Professor Thomas Cooley has been appointed by City Council to probe the Housing Authority's past financial affairs. Members of the Pennsylvania Service Station Dealers Association plan to close their pumps for the entire weekend. Outside, it's cold and windy. It's 37 degrees in Pittsburgh.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Don Gardner in New York.
6 p.m., Saturdays until 4. Free parking. Harry's service.
Who is this, please? This is Bob DiCarlo at KQV.
Monica Welsh.
Monica Welsh. We have just picked our KQV fantasy winner.
Okay.
And you're it.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm not crazy. But what's your address?
I'm sorry, sir, but I just love you.
Well, you love me. I love you too. What's your address?
1116 Wood Heights.
And you said that you wanted to go home for Christmas. Where's home?
Germany.
Well, Monica, we are going to send you home. We're going to send your husband home. And it's not going to be a fantasy. It's going to be your dream come true and a really nice Merry Christmas present from all of us here at KQV.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, you'd better believe it. Where are you right now?
I just got out of bed. My neighbor's letting me.
You just got out of bed. We rang your phone for a good 3-4 minutes. You must be a very sound sleeper.
No, I turned it down.
You turned it down. Well, you sound very excited. Where's your husband?
I just got him out of bed, too.
You got your husband out of bed, too. Now, are you going to be home for a little while?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to send our KQV genie out.
Oh, my God.
And some other very nice folks and make an official presentation out there at the house. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
So you just sit tight now. Maybe sit around, have a cup of coffee, and get excited, put some clothes on. Because you don't mind if we take some pictures, do you?
Oh, but you have to wait. I have to wash my hair first.
No, don't wash your hair. It'll never get dry in time.
Yeah.
Just get ready. We'll be out. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, before
a dream has come true. Cincinnati, exciting. Monica Welch out in Connellsville. Congratulations from all of us at KQB. And a very Merry Christmas.
Where one of the radio 14 days of Christmas could be yours. KQV, Pittsburgh.